Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Shane and I'm a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel according to Mark. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You are right in saying he is one and there is no other than he, and to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. So I feel like the Lord is kind of pointing out to me the, like, what Jesus says versus how the scribe changes it a little bit. That, like, we're called to love the Lord our God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, and all our strength. But then the scribe says heart, understanding, and strength. Especially just because I feel like in some circles or like some people we talk to, if we were to say like, yeah, love God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength, like that might sound weird or off. But like the Lord still blesses what he's saying. Like, you are not far from the kingdom of God. That, like, yeah, it's okay if we have to like change the language we use, as long as we're still communicating the heart of the gospel. As long as like the most important part, that we are to love God with all of our heart, is still spoken, to like better explain soul and mind, to instead use the word understanding, to say, hey, to the best of your ability, like, love God. That's what Jesus is telling us to do. And like to explain that to somebody who maybe like feels weird about like the soul or the mind or anything like that. Like, it's an entry point, because the Lord also wants this person that you're talking to. And we are called to be on mission. We are called to like reach out to seek and to save the lost. And so it's okay to learn how to speak their language. You know, the Bible is like translated however many times, I don't know, and I don't want to make up a number. But we're changing, like, so that we can speak in a way that they'll understand. So I want to challenge and encourage you to think of somebody that maybe you've tried to share the gospel with before, but they didn't quite understand what you were saying, whether it was because they didn't want to, or like just the words, the explanations that you used were like biblically accurate or like exactly what the church says. But instead, like, ask the Lord to like show you, how can you explain it in a better way? I know, like, I've had to explain things like to others so many times. So many of my friends or colleagues, it's like, okay, hold on. Like, I'll stop in the middle of a sentence. I've clearly lost you. Let me restart and try again. Or even like the Bible reiterates things over and over and over again. Like, one of my friends loves that in the story of Noah, for example, like it says the same thing like three times because she didn't get it the first time. So again, just ask him, like, how can you best communicate to that person, to communicate the love of God, to communicate like the heart of God, the mission of God? And then also like the added of like, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, to like call them into something greater than themselves. And so I'm going to call you on as well. How can you better know, love, and serve the Lord today? Because I can tell you, he's always asking and he always gives you a chance to do that. This has been a scripture reflection on the gospel according to Mark. Again, my name is Shane. Thank you so much to St. Gabriel for all the ways they've blessed us here at Damascus. And to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.